got Michael Chesham on the line from the National Campaign Against Fees and Cuts. Michael, how many people are you expecting at today's demonstration?
So it's in many ways, it's a very unpredictable kind of demonstration. So, I mean, we're at the moment projecting around 10,000. I mean, we could surprise ourselves either way. I mean, I think the unpredictability of that kind of stems from where we are in the student movement. Essentially, this year, obviously, there isn't a direct parliamentary vote. We're marching against the government's higher education white paper, and that's a much more long-term thing. So today is much more about building a sustainable, serious student movement that's capable time and time of coming back and again and fighting for elections of public service. And that means that turnout is much less predictable. But, you know, as I say, we could surprise ourselves either way. I mean, I'm looking out the window now, it looks good. But essentially, we're expecting around 10,000. It could be either way.
Where are you now?
I'm at the University of London Union at the assembly point.
Mm-hmm. And have people been coming in, have coaches been coming in from different parts of the country?
Yeah, I mean, we're expecting dozens of coaches to come in from around the country. Currently, the Yulu Cafe is packed with Scotland from Aberdeen, St Andrews, Edinburgh, Glasgow. And we're expecting from all over the north of England, all over the Midlands, and all over the south, west and east, and the south coast. I mean, really, from all walks of life and from all over the country, we're expecting coaches to come in today. And that's in spite of probably far fewer resources going into this demonstration than last year. I mean, in terms of, for instance, NUS support, in terms of cash, we've probably got something like 4% of the resources. So it's a real achievement to have been able to put off a demonstration of this magnitude. With what is, in fact, an organisation like the National Campaign Against Cuts, which doesn't really have any staff, has no full-time officers, no offices. So we're pretty proud of what we've done, and it will just remain to be seen how the demo goes, really.
Could you explain briefly what aspects of government policy you're opposed to and you're marching against today?
Today we are marching against the Higher Education White Paper within the broader context of what the government's doing to education. The government's Higher Education White Paper this summer is essentially, in short, a chaotic and frankly kind of incompetent attempt to induce a market to higher education. And it will end education, higher education as a public service in the UK. It will introduce for-profit private providers. It will mean a market in fees. And it will mean that universities such as London Metropolitan University, which is the most working-class university in Britain, with more black and minority ethnic students at it than the whole of the Russell Group, the top 20 university group combined, may well be forced to close or to privatise, and we may well see formerly public institutions going private. And that's a disaster not only for access to those, but also for the nature of education, education being reduced to a consumer commodity. And this goes along with the erosion of the welfare state as a whole. And what we're also talking about today is this idea of class-based generational betrayal. It's the biggest peacetime generational betrayal in modern British history, where things like decent jobs, like the idea that there won't be a horrible housing shortage, especially in London, when you grow up, the idea that you will have all of these basic things like the NHS that were afforded without thinking to our parents' generation are for many people, and particularly for those who aren't wealthy now, going to be a thing of the past unless we stick our heels in and fight to defend it. And the student movement's a key part of doing that, and we're determined. In fact, we're announcing a new day of action today on the 23rd of November. It's going to be a localised day of action, and hopefully we'll see scenes of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of students walking out across the country and taking part in occupations and direct action.
Okay, Michael Chesham, thank you very much.